Hi there, this is Intro to Python Development. I'm Christopher.
And I'm Susan.
And what we're going to do is take a look at some introductions and talk about you and talk about the course itself. So who are you again?
My name is Susan Imack, and I do business development for AI Gaming. We help companies help other people discover their code by designing things into really cool games as a fun way of learning. I also like to geek out on data and coding. And I also train for marathons, listening to a lot of metal music lately for some reason. I'm metal training. Maybe that's because I'm a spouse and mother of two, and all my boys in the family do geek out on the metal with me, but not so much on the running.
And I'm Christopher Harrison. I'm a product manager inside of Cloud and AI academic ecosystems here at Microsoft. I'm a web developer at heart. It's how I came up. I'm a marathoner, a yogi. I'm a husband, father of one four-legged child. And then you'll also notice, and you saw this on Susan's slide as well, down at the very bottom, our respective social media. So if you want to get in touch with us, that's how you can find us. So let's talk a little bit about you to start to set expectations for the course itself. So the expectation that we have for you as the viewer is that you have a little bit of programming knowledge, that maybe you've played around with MakeCode, maybe you've taken a basic JavaScript course, and now you're just trying to see what Python is all about and how you can start doing development in Python.
Yeah, and you can take that Python skill, this foundation you'll get here, and take that into the world of things like machine learning, web development, or automation and scripting. Those are all the types of paths you can follow once you've got that basic foundation of Python. So we're going to try and give you a bit of a foundation to help you go down that path.
Exactly. And that sort of works perfectly into what we are going to talk about is the Python constructs. So we're not necessarily going to get a lot into the basic concepts of programming itself, but how to do a lot of that inside of Python. It's worth mentioning real quick that we are going to be doing Python version 3, more on versions later, but everything that we'll be doing, with really one or two exceptions, would actually work with Python 2 as well.
Yeah, our real goal here when we put together this course was to be able to, a lot of times when you're trying to learn something, you go find an online tutorial and you think you understand something, and then you get halfway through the tutorial and go, I have no idea what this code is doing. So as a goal here, we're hoping that when you're finished this course, you can go to an online tutorial and be able to follow it. Yeah, there might be some new things to learn in that tutorial. That's why you're doing a tutorial. But hopefully we'll give you enough knowledge to be able to work your way through tutorials to do more self-paced learning.
Exactly. And speaking of self-paced learning, you've given like perfect segues here. I appreciate that. Two real quick resources that are worth calling out. The first is the aka.ms link to the GitHub repository. On there, you're going to find a whole set of resources, the slides, the code samples, etc., that you can use to continue to grow your skills inside of Python. And it's also worth highlighting the Intro to Python course that's on Microsoft Learn as well. So that way, if maybe you don't feel like listening to us talk, but instead prefer to go through text-based modules, you can do that as well. Neither one of us will be offended.
Not at all. Though we have done our best in this particular series to try and make each sort of module very standalone, very simple. So if there's a few things you already know, you can go ahead and skip ahead to the next module. So if it's designed to be such that you can watch just the code demo for one, watch the theory on another. So we've tried to break it up into nice little bite-sized chunks for you.
Exactly. So if you get sick and tired of our jokes, you're not obligated to watch from start to finish. You can dive right to the spots that that you want. And speaking of diving right to the spots that we want, why don't we go ahead, wrap this little video up, and then get into getting started, where we'll take a look at doing the installation and what you're going to need to start writing some Python code.
See you soon.